Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
There is a new movie has just come out about Amy Winehouse, and it's had mixed views. You feel very sorry for anybody put up there to be Amy Winehouse on screen, because she was so iconic. I remember when they did it with Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, and that was just extraordinary. And I think the Bob Marley one, the Bob Marley movie, is a really great sort of presentation of Bob Marley. Crossy, you've seen this. Marisa, first, I don't know a whole pile about her. Has she done a good job as Amy Winehouse? Good morning.
Good morning. Do you know what? At the very start, when I went to watch this, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, we were given a letter, which this has never happened before in any movie I've ever watched, from the director, Sam Taylor Johnson. And she had said, when you're going in to watch this, please remember Amy loved her dad and Amy loved Blake. The public may have different opinions, but Amy loved these two people with all her heart and soul.
Yeah.
And the second thing is, the movie is about, it's through her eyes, and it is about Back to Black, just that album and that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad I got to hear, know about that beforehand, because they were quite, it's so strange doing a movie when everyone has an opinion. Like, we all have opinions on Amy, like, all good. But first 20 minutes, I was like, Jesus, what is this about? And then afterwards, it kind of, once it gets into the chunky part of the Back to Black album, she doesn't look like Amy, but the way they've shot it, you're going, oh my God, is that Amy? Is that Amy?
Really?
And yeah, yeah. So I think it got destroyed online about a week and a half ago when the trailer was coming out, because people were basing it off the trailer. And I was looking, the Irish premiere was two nights ago, and I was looking at, you know, people who love movies, and they were all going, okay, it's not as bad as the trailer. I think the trailer does a massive disservice to it, a massive disservice. And it's good. Like, I would say 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10. It's a movie to kind of just kind of be angry and be happy at the same time.
Yeah. Does she become Amy like, say, Rami Malek became Freddie?
Yes. Yes, she does. Once it gets, well, she's in studio. Now, the thing to note is that all the musicians behind her, so the actors, the musicians, are actually Amy's musicians.
Right.
So you've actually got people who have performed with her, worked with her, were there through the tough days, the early days, the good days. So they kind of helped her out quite a bit throughout the whole process of her becoming Amy. She also moved to Camden for 6 months beforehand, before anyone knew they were shooting an Amy movie, another Amy movie. And she went to the Holly Arms, and she went to all those places and kind of got a vibe for, you know, everyone knows what it's like to drink at a pub at the weekend, but would you ever go in at 1 o'clock in the day on your own? And that's what Amy used to do. So that's what she did. For a couple of months, she was in there, and she was gargling just to see what it was like.
She worked hard to become the character. In fact, you have a little clip here which you sent me of the first time that she kind of saw herself and put herself in that role as Amy.
It's weird. It's like, I'm not really one for like looking in the mirror much. I think there was so much imaginative work that was I had to do that was, and it, about like her from the inside, that whenever I was in the hair and makeup chair, I was kind of like head down. The moments that I was like, oh God, but sometimes when Sam would call cut and it was like, I knew that that was right, you know, and I'd be like, please, you know, that's that it, you know. So it was more, yeah, just like a feeling of her, like certain words that I would say or things that I would feel in a scene that I was like, I know that that was right, you know.
It must be a huge thing. And I guess at the time, the Rami Malek role as Freddie, and now this, to take on Crossy, to take on an icon like Amy, because love her or hate her or appreciate her or not, everybody recognized her. You know, it must be a huge role for an actor to take that on.
And it's so soon. Like, Amy yes. only died a couple of years ago. And I think that's, it's so fresh in people's minds. I was in Camden the day she passed away. I was, me and my mom went to London for the first time and we stayed out in Camden and we were on Sky. It was all over Sky News. And I remember I said to my mom, like, we wouldn't be like this at all. I said, we go and try and find the house, which I looking back now, I'm glad I did. But I got a glimpse into what she had to deal with, like the, and you'll see it in the movie because they shoot outside that house, they shoot in the actual real flat that she was in beforehand, and you just see the paparazzi. They hounded her, like, I mean, they were tripping her up, and then when she got up to go mad at them, that was the photograph that you were getting, was her going mad, but you didn't see that they were tripping her up, like they. Yeah. Terrorized her.
Yeah, they gave the poor girl an awful time, and they didn't realize, and the paps were awful. They didn't realize this girl is actually, yes, she's gifted. Yes, she's a genius, but she's also a very sick young woman. They were horrible to her.
Oh, they were. And like, I think she had everything against her. I think the drugs kind of fastened up her untimely death, but that was going to happen. That was going to happen anyway. And you'll see in the movie, she liked to drink. Like, she liked it. I know there's one part where she's in the pub that she always drank in, and she'd six spirits mixed into one.
Yeah. And that's like, not, and that they didn't, apparently they that didn't was make drink. That up. They didn't make that up. Actually,
no.
You got a clip here of Marisa again talking about going to Camden. Like, she really worked hard to get into the role.
Yeah, I actually moved to Camden for the filming and for the preparation. And I did. And it was amazing because obviously for those 4 months of preparation, no one knew that I was making this movie. So I could go to the Good Mixer in the Dublin Castle and the Hawley Arms and like just sit there and overhear and listen to people. And like, you know, also it's different if you're going on like a Saturday night to the Dublin Castle, or if you're going on like a Wednesday afternoon to the Good Mixer and you're like watching people play pool and thinking to yourself like, wow, like Amy was just like here with these people playing pool on a, like, that it just like really soaking in what it would have meant to be just in that space at that time was definitely important.
You gotta hand it to her. She worked so hard on it. So you reckon it's worth sitting through the first part. And of course the music is astonishing, Crossy.
The music is so good. And actually, a fact about it as well is that the director is Sam Taylor Johnson. And if people don't know who Sam is, she's also got a famous husband who is Aaron Taylor Johnson, who is tipped to be the next James Bond.
So, is that the connection?
Yeah, that's the connection. So Sam and Aaron are together. So I think it's Sam in her 60s and Aaron's in his early 30s, maybe. I think there's if you go down, you'll see there's loads of articles about them. But Sam is absolutely lovely. She's from London herself. This movie. And there's one more thing. People always ask about Mitch. Has Mitch got a massive involvement in it? Mitch has no involvement in this at all. All the rights of Amy's music was sold to Universal Music, and the movie is by Sam. Yeah. I know the guy who played Mitch, Eddie Marsden is his name. Yeah. Eddie actually knows someone who knew Mitch, so he sat down with them and says, right, how do I do this? Yeah. I don't want to judge the man, but how do I do it? Go watch it. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Like you said, it is so recent. Her death at just 27 is so recent. So when you compare it to the Bohemian Rhapsody, and you compare it to the Marley movie, there are people who died, Marley in the 80s, Freddie in the, like, she literally only died the other day. It's such a big role to take on. And Sam, you have a clip of Sam where she says it was essential to make this movie. It was essential to tell this story.
I think it's a perspective that needed to be told because, you know, we could Google any day during her life in this period And there were pictures of her from so many angles, which when you flip that round, you know, we're looking at the picture, but when you flip that round, that means she always had, you know, 6, 8, 10 big guys with cameras just wherever she went. And what that must have felt like and how intimidating that is, you know, whatever you're feeling on that day, to always have somebody or a multitude of guys, you know, just documenting, you know, just what that, you know, what that felt for her must have weighed very heavy. So it felt like an important aspect of the film, because in my research, it was so apparent that she was almost never on her own.
You strongly recommend it, Crossy.
I do. And if you want to catch the full interview, you can go on to Cork 96FM's Instagram in about 2 hours' time, and you'll get to see the guys chatting about the movie.
Fabulous. Good to catch up as always, Crossy.
Cork's 96FM.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.